So if you want to go ahead and sign in, and can you find your name tag, sweetie? I'm the education manager for the Children's Discovery Museum, Rachel Carpenter. What's your name, sweetie?
Tinley. I'm turning 8 tomorrow. I really like this art class. People say to me I'm a good artist.
So the kids are arriving right now. We are experts in children's education, but we're not experts in all of the content areas. And so we work really hard as an institution to find community experts to help us teach content. And so by partnering with university galleries, that brings a level of content excellence that we wouldn't be able to do on our own, and it's just fabulous.
My name's Phoebe, and I am 7. I usually make drawings.
We'll be talking about expressionism, symbolism, and how things make you feel. That's what all of this project is about. This program is funded through a grant from the Illinois Prairie Community Foundation's Art and Culture Grant, MRSA. So we can offer this program for free because we receive those dollars. And so we wouldn't be able to offer this type of program with the intensity that it is without the financial support from that organization. All right, are we ready to go for a walk over to the gallery? And because my knee hurts, we're actually gonna take the elevator down. Are you guys all right with that? Okay. It feels so good to be outside.
Wow.
Wow is right?
It's really
pretty. Look at all those bright colors.
Sorry.
It is really fun. I love arts.
My name's Adeline and I'm 8 years old. I'm an artist.
I'm Shiyashi and I'm 8 years old. I'm an artist too.
Everybody, so welcome to University Galleries. We're so excited to have you here today. We are a part of ISU, but we moved to this space almost exactly 4 years ago. And one of the things we love about it is that we're right down the block from the Children's Discovery Museum, so we can do projects like this where we just walk back and forth between both museums. So before we go in William's show, something that I tell all the groups before we go in, there are a lot of artworks that are on the floor. There are some that are up high. There are some moving all around the space. So we need to watch where our bodies are so that we don't bump into anything. I don't want anybody to get hurt. And we also don't want to hurt the artwork for William. All right, so we're going to go into this space. How many of you want to be artists? Everybody, awesome. You already are. Well, you're already looking and thinking like artists, so that is very exciting. Did you know you don't have to be an adult to be an artist already?
Yeah, because I already am.
You already are. Perfect.
My name is Mia, and my age is 7. I like to make sculptures and paintings.
I'm Kendra Pates. I'm the director and chief curator at University Galleries. I don't think enough children get to experience art in person, and it's so different to be standing right next to a work. So many people experience art in reproduction, but this is a great way to introduce young people to art. I think what we'll start with, we'll come back this way, because we're going to talk about the piece that's inspiring the project you're working on today. So you can see everything at once, and we can talk a little bit about who William is and why he makes the artwork that he makes.
Whoa.
That was a good reaction. When we're looking at this sculpture over here,
it looks like a radio to me.
So if you walk around, you can kind of see from the front, and it is concrete. And it is a radio. We decided to partner with the Bloomington Farmers Market. So we partnered with them and they let us come set up a table and bring all of our materials. And we invited people to come and bring objects or items from their yard, from their walk around the market, to put into this concrete mix. People brought these different things and we let them smash them up. So to turn them into an ingredient that could be mixed in. So up in the corner here, That was part of a tomato skin.
What?
And then there are parts of some pine cones that rose to the top. If you see a little tiny fleck of shiny red,
that's it.
You see it? Yeah. So that is from a bike reflector somebody found in the alley. William is going to let us keep this here. The artwork that comes in and out, a lot of it we send back to the artist's studio or we send it back to the art gallery that we got it from. But this is something that he made here in the community with other people. And so he felt like it should stay here. So it will always be here at the gallery, which is really exciting. Well, you were an amazing group. Wow, you were all looking so closely. So that's really exciting. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're gonna take a little walk outside and we're gonna head to the circle. And there we're gonna talk a little bit about what we saw and then we'll get ready for the next part of our activities. We are going to mimic William's piece that's similar to the radio. So we want them to find objects that they can incorporate into a sculpture that connect them to today. So just like the sculpture that they made at the farmer's market, it was a representation of the people that day. This is an experience from today. And so these are objects they can find today. They will be able to take their artwork home today, and so that will be a visual representation of their experience, and it will have components of the whole experience, including this natural time in the circle.
I found a flower. It looks bright orange and a little bit of red in the middle. I'm gonna crush it up because flowers make me feel good and happy. So I'm going to crush it up and make it into my clay.
They're beautiful. Oh, that one's really cool. Where did you find that?
I found it in the water. I'm going to try to pick off all the fuzzy things and put it into the clay.
Are you ready to go back inside?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to cross the road all together. So
I'm going to stand up.
So what we're going to do is I really want you guys to think about today and how you want to remember today and how you want to share with other people your experience from today. And you're going to make a sculpture that represents that. Tinley, can you share what your work is?
So I was trying to represent my birthday and how much I welcome my friends. So I made a heart and a bubble with an 8 in it. It made me feel like if I was in there, I probably would have been really squished. Because there's a bunch of stuff around, but it also probably would have been really fun to go there because everything's like made out of clay.
Very good. Mia, would you like to share about your work?
I like to make stuff. I don't really know what I made. I just like to make a lot of stuff.
Okay.
And put stuff on it. And I like to use a lot of the wires to make it colorful.
Yeah, so it didn't have an intentional design, right? You were just putting all the cool things on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes me feel excited. And it makes me think of a butterfly, but it makes me really excited. It makes me think of a park.
It looks like a puffball. Of a party, like it once it explodes, it'll be a ginormous party.
I love that everyone felt like excited and party and colorful, and that yeah, abstract work can make us all feel differently. Had anybody done anything like this before?
No, actually.
No, so it was new. Okay. Do you guys think you would like to try making art like this again in the future, mixing
yeah.
clay and found objects? Awesome. You did all a very good job.